The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, April the 23rd. Our one topic today is the Peace Corps, specifically the MU Peace Corps. And we have the MU Peace Corps recruiter with us, Claire Lee. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Hi.
Good to have you back once
Thank
again.
You.
We were talking before we came on, the Peace Corps came into existence back in 1961.
Yes.
Right? Let's talk a little bit about the history. It was started by
President Kennedy. And he had three goals in mind. He wanted to send trained volunteers, men and women from the United States, to other countries that were asking for volunteers to provide some skills that they needed. Over the years, those programs, the jobs that Peace Corps volunteers do have changed. But the three goals of Peace Corps are the same: to provide trained men and women to countries that are asking for assistance, to promote cross-cultural understanding and friendship and represent the United States and the countries that Peace Corps serves, and also for the volunteer to learn about the host country and the culture and share that knowledge with their home communities when they come home.
Now, you were a Peace Corps volunteer how
yes.
many years ago?
I served from 2002 to 2004.
Where were you?
I was in Guinea, West Africa.
And what did you come away with after spending your time in West Africa?
I came away with a lot of things. You know, first of all, serving in the Peace Corps made me a more flexible, open-minded person. I learned so much about Guinea as a country and the people in Guinea.
Did you learn more about yourself and about our country?
Yes. You know, being in the Peace Corps or living abroad anywhere for a significant amount of time really causes you to reflect on home.
Right, who you are,
yes,
and what you have at
yes.
home,
yes,
and what you don't have at that particular time.
Correct. You know, some of the things that I didn't get access to are simple things like food, or you know, I didn't have electricity and I didn't have running water.
You didn't have electricity or running water.
I lived in a one-room hut with a thatched roof, and surprisingly, the living situation like that was easier to get used to than speaking French all the time.
Sometimes, it was easier to live in a one-room hut with no electricity and no running water than it was to getting used to people speaking French all the time.
Yes. And, you know, human beings are very adaptable. You can get used to any situation. So I had water. It was just delivered.
It just wasn't running water.
It just was delivered to my door in big crates. And I had some interesting battery-powered lighting. And
you lived in a one-room?
I lived in a one-room hut, yep, with a very high ceiling. So Guinea is pretty tropical, and it's rather hot, especially in the middle of the day. So all the heat goes right up the cone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool inside.
Yeah.
But, you know, the amenities that we have, we take for granted. And it's, you know, if you go camping for a long period of time, you can
right.
forget about, you know, sleeping on a bed, and you instead get your sleeping bag. But those things were easy. The harder part is linguistic or cross-cultural or just feeling lonely and feeling homesick.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the harder challenges.
What do you say to somebody listening today who may be thinking about joining the Peace Corps? Now, the deadline to sign up to be a candidate
uh-huh.
for the Peace Corps is what? May the...
Well, we have a soft deadline. We're always accepting applications. If you apply by May the 30th, we like to say that you could probably be departing for a country of service in the beginning months of 2014.
If you apply by May 30th?
Yes.
So what do you say to somebody who may be thinking about applying to the Peace Corps? Do you say, don't jump into this, give it some serious thought, or do you say, go for it?
I say, give it some serious thought and go for it. The Central Missouri Returned Peace Corps Volunteers has a really good network of people who've come back to Mid-Missouri after having served in the Peace Corps. I think there's over 200 of us here in the Columbia area. We have social events. We have an adopt-a-spot that we clean up. Coming up, we're having a barbecue for people who are somewhere in the application process for Peace Corps. And if that means bringing their family members along to talk to other people who've been in the Peace Corps to kind of get a realistic picture of what it entails, that's a good idea. That's on May 4th.
And where's that going to be?
It's going to be at somebody's home. And if you are applying for Peace Corps right now and you'd like to come, you can look at mo.rpcv.org. And that stands for Missouri Returned Peace Corps Volunteer.
Or is there a phone number people can call?
You can call 884-2003.
884-2003.
Yes.
And that will give you information on this barbecue and the Peace Corps.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great leadership opportunity. You're representing the United States. You are representing a mission that is to promote global understanding.
Do you feel that what you did, your part of the world, that you did promote global understanding and that you left people there with a positive attitude of what our country is about?
I do. I do. And sometimes that's harder than it seems.
Oh, I can understand.
But, there's a lot of misconceptions about the United States that you battle on a daily basis as a Peace Corps volunteer, especially regarding wealth and resources. Mm-hmm. So when you're a Peace Corps volunteer, you're paid at the local level. So I was a middle school teacher. I taught middle school math.
So how much did you make?
At the time, it was about $130 a month.
$130 a month. Uh-huh. You had to live on $130 a month.
It was easy. It was easy because there wasn't much to buy and things were pretty affordable. Mm-hmm. And I teach my co-teachers, I taught math. So there was the biology teacher and there was the French teacher and all the other teachers at my school. They also made that same amount, but they had families to support.
Now, what happens if you join the Peace Corps, you're halfway through a two-year?
Mm-hmm.
You're halfway through and have you ever had this? Has anybody had this happen? You say, I just can't take it anymore. Are you allowed to leave, or do you signed up for 2 years? You stay for 2 years.
You're allowed to leave.
Yes, because you don't want to be you don't want to hold someone against their will.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And people leave for medical reasons sometimes, or family reasons back at home.
Sure. It's really interesting. I could talk to you forever about this, but if people want more information about the Peace Corps, and if you're thinking about joining the Peace Corps, you have until May 30th of this year to get your application in if you want to leave.
Early spring of next year.
Okay. So there's almost a year delay there.
Yes.
Thank you, Claire, for coming by.
You're very welcome.
Pleasure visiting with you. Tomorrow, Bill Wickersham is our guest, and you know what we're going to talk about. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to watch this again or sign up for a vodcast or a podcast, go to KBIA.org. See you tomorrow.